Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Peter Maurer. He's the president of Diamond Aircraft. And Peter, it's been a week now since the Canadian government turned down your loan request for $35 million to finish the D-Jet program. You've had a week to absorb the news and figure out what you're going to do. What is Diamond's position at the moment?
Well, it was disappointing for sure to receive the news that we wouldn't be getting the support, but to be honest, it was a long shot at best. It was our preferred solution because it would have funded quicker than other scenarios, and that would have allowed us to recall our laid off our furloughed workers as quickly as possible. That we see as the most important thing to do for the DJET right now.
It was sort of characterized as a doomsday thing where without the Canadian government funding, Diamond was essentially finished in London, and that doesn't really sound like what's going to happen.
No, that's not accurate. A little bit of that was basically out of the media, local media, that were really trying to force us to respond to what if this happens, what if that happens. And of course they were asking, well, if you don't get funding for DJET, then what's the future of DJET? And if DJET doesn't happen, what's the future of the facility and so forth? So these were extreme examples that were being talked about. And obviously you can always create a doomsday scenario for any situation. Realistically here, we are producing our piston aircraft. Our workforce here is just under 200 people producing piston aircraft. We've retained a core team of approximately 25 people on DJET, and we are working parallel paths, obviously, and to the federal funding that we were seeking. We're not doing that sequentially. I want to make that clear. It's not as though we were waiting for a yes or a no from the government, and then we, you know, go to plan B. We've been working plan B, C, and D all along in parallel, and we continue to work those in parallel.
Can you characterize what plan B, C, and D might be?
Well, we're looking for investors, external investment, equity investment of different forms. Some people have expressed interest in even a controlling interest. Others are expressing interest in a minority interest. Some are expressing interest in purely the DJET program, and others are expressing interest in something broader than that. And so we're entertaining discussions, or we're having discussions with different potential investors that will help us fund the program through to completion. The program is over 60% complete. We've spent about $160 million of $250 million and need $90 million to complete. We have a commitment from the provincial government that will fund part of that, conditional on us completing the funding package. So right now our focus is on completing the funding package for the DJET.
So if there's a common thread to the speculation about Diamond, the country of China always seems to be a factor there. Peter, have you spoken to the Chinese about an acquisition or investment?
We haven't spoken about it publicly, but as you know, we have had an interest in China for some time. We have a manufacturing facility that we're a minority joint venture partner in Binzhou. They produce the DA-40 diesel aircraft for the Chinese market. And so we've been dealing with Chinese for a long time. We also sold quite a few aircraft there that were exported from both Austria and Canada. And as we're seeking investment for DJET, we're speaking to anybody that is expressing an interest, a bona fide interest, and that could well include Chinese parties as well.
What's the short-term strategy for the plant and for the employees and for the sales force? What are you telling your people in London?
Well, the short-term strategy is we're obviously continuing our piston production, DA-20 to DA-40, and final assembly of the twins. So we continued that, and that is separate. As far as the DJET is concerned, my highest priority is to try to arrange funding, even if it's interim funding, so that we can recall our laid-off workers. My biggest concern is that the people that we had to furlough obviously need to find other jobs or need to find sources of revenue for themselves. And if that results in excessive attrition, it would make it that much harder to start the program back up again, because obviously these people have a lot of knowledge, they're working together well as a team, and if you take out critical team members and then try to bring in new people, it takes some time to get that whole thing going again.
Why not just suspend the DJET program? What is Diamond's commitment to the DJET program all about?
Well, the commitment we have to the DJET program is complete. We have commitments to many customers. We have a good order book, and obviously we want to deliver aircraft to our customers. Also, our shareholders have personally invested a lot of money. 160 million have been spent on the DJET program. Of that, 120 million is shareholders' investment directly. And really, suspending the program would for all practical intent, I think, mean loss of that investment, and that's not something that anybody's prepared to do.
We appreciate your time today, Peter. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.